Bringing in one of the coaches for the Steele County Blades, Wilson Anderle, who's out of Buffalo, Minnesota. First season coaching with Steele County Blades, just to refresh everyone's memory, correct?
Yep, correct. First season coaching in juniors in general, so I'm having a blast so far.
All right, what are you enjoying about coaching? What invigorates you about it?
I love trying to give back to the players. Probably one of my favorite things is helping the players be the best that they can be, and then going out there and watching them do the things that we've worked on, and see the smiles on their faces when they realize how much better they're getting. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and this weekend you're going to have to fend off frostbite.
yes we are. We'll work on it. We're actually going to skate tomorrow, and tomorrow's supposed to be colder than Sunday, so hopefully tomorrow will be a good indicator to the guys how many layers they need, what they need to wear, all that sort of stuff.
All right, referencing Thursday that you're going to skate, going over to Mankato to the rink?
Yep. No, we're going to Morehouse Park in Owatonna to skate.
Okay, sure. I mean, outdoors is outdoors, and that's what you kind of need. What is some of the talk amongst the team about? I mean, there's a lot of aspects of the outdoor game, but maybe just kind of the cold. What is the team talking about? What kind of things are you guys thinking right now?
I know some guys have been talking about what types of layers they're going to have to wear underneath, if they're going to wear a shield underneath to cover their face, mm-hmm. anything like that. A lot of guys have been asking if they should switch to cages, if their visors are going to fog up, but I think we'll be all good. We'll figure it out tomorrow on Thursday if that stuff will be needed, but I think we'll be good to go. It's exciting. The guys are super excited. I know they're pumped. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them, so... Win or lose, it's going to be something they'll remember for the rest of their lives. So,
yeah, because it is. Hockey Day Minnesota is a long tradition. It's the first time a junior game has been involved in it. So your thoughts when you first found out about it, too, and just kind of echo some more of that excitement.
Yeah, when I heard about it, I was so excited. I've actually been able to play in one outdoor game as a player, and I know it's something I will remember for the rest of my life. So as soon as I found out, I was so excited to tell the guys and have them find out, because I knew that they were going to be pumped up. And like I mentioned earlier, like win or lose, like we're going to go out there, and it's going to be a blast from start to finish. So I'm super excited. The guys are super excited. And hopefully we have a lot of fans there to come watch, even though brave the cold, but it'll be worth it.
And the game itself, are you thinking that the feel of the game is going to be the same as any other game, or are there some other aspects from the sun in your eyes to whatever that might come into play when it comes to the actual execution of the game?
Yeah, we'll have to see once we get out there and see how the rink is, but I'm assuming just like the old cliches about outdoor hockey, we're going to have to keep it simple because the pucks are going to be bouncing, the ice probably won't be as nice as it is at an indoor rink, so... Simple short passes, get shots on net, and try to bang bodies and try not to be hit, because it'll definitely be a lot harder.
And the Blades have a variety of players who have played in outdoor games, including Jack Stock, who was in Hockey Day Minnesota 2 years ago with Minneapolis, to guys that grew up in warm climates that outdoor hockey is going to be brand new for them, right?
Yes. We have a wide spectrum when it comes to our team, so it'll be super exciting. I know the guys from warmer climates have been already relying on the guys from around Minnesota, around the Midwest and Canada to kind of check out like what types of things should I get, what should I expect, and all that sorts of stuff. But I think at the end of the day, probably every hockey player has played outdoors, at least on the pond, at some point in their life, so I think we'll be ready.
As far as the point of the season we are at, you guys have had recent showcases, back into regular divisional play. What are some things that are working well? What do you want to work on? What's a game plan for the balance of the season?
Right now we're just kind of broke it back down to keep things simple and kind of going back to our roots, which are playing with speed, playing simple, and just getting pucks on net and playing our system. So we've recently kind of been in a little downward slide, but the last couple weeks, we've really been playing well, even though we haven't been getting the wins on paper. But our team has been playing a lot better, so we're excited to keep the momentum going. And if we keep doing the right things, we'll get back to the win column.
All right, Wilson Anderle, one of the coaches for the Steele County Blades. It's going to be memorable with that Sunday, 4:30, January 23rd, outdoor game against the Mullets over at MSU Mankato. Enjoy.
Yes, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everyone out there on Sunday.